Two of the panelists at the IDENT event were from industry, two from government. They made it clear different agencies have potentially different uses for the cloud and different concerns. Will cloud require controls on authentication and authorization? Will it change the kinds of controls that agencies use? Those among the questions the panel seemed frustrated by. Despite some cloud fatigue in the federal space, of course, GSA is moving ahead with developing requirements for the Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, or FedRAMP. GSA's hope is to provide standard approach to assessing and authorizing cloud computing services and products. Former CIO for the Patent and Trademark Office, now Federal Chief Cloud Executive at VMware, Doug Bourgeois, says it makes sense, particularly for agencies, to start with an internal private cloud.
There's tremendous efficiency gains to be realized with stage one of the cloud migration, primarily because of the physical to virtual kind of migration where you can get server consolidation and green IT benefits and energy consumption reductions of, you know, an order of magnitude of 40% to 60%, both from a total cost savings and from an energy reduction perspective. So that just makes a lot of sense. But also, it's the internal knowledge and expertise in working with, supporting, and maintaining those technologies and securing them as well that will provide benefits when I think the next stage is then, you know, kind of going into either an external private cloud or a hybrid cloud where some additional types of workloads, maybe not yet true mission, not federal mission workloads, but support types of activities, even HR, you know, which does have some PII requirements too, because, you know, kind of already been there and done that. You can move those to an external private cloud provider and deal with kind of what I would consider extending the security envelope, both from a technical control perspective, but also some from an operational and managerial control perspective as well.
Another focus of the panel was authentication as a control that's potentially impacted by the cloud and how to secure it. Associate Chief Information Officer for Cybersecurity at the Internal Revenue Service, David Stender, the self-described naysayer of the group, says, in fact, when considering the standard expressions of cloud, software as a service, platform, infrastructure, or storage as a service and virtualization, he says the IRS could already be considered a cloud service provider.
We have over 115,000 employees. None of them know where their storage is. None of them know where their email is handled. None of them really care. They simply want the service. We provide it, and we have a large sort of hidden infrastructure that allows us to do that. So, you know, from that perspective, I would say if that is the definition of cloud, then we fully support that. I think where the naysaying will come in, especially as a security guy, is primarily from the security side. You know, the IRS is arguably the largest holder of PII in the United States. That doesn't mean that a private cloud would be out of the question, and I don't even necessarily personally have an issue with something like a public cloud transition to private cloud. All where I do see those challenges coming into play are how we manage that, and I've spoken extensively with cloud service providers, and the one question that I try to put in their mind and get an answer from is, here's a bit of information. You show me the security at every step along the way. The problem is, not a single cloud service provider has been able to do that yet.
An example of an agency that's had a better use for cloud so far is the Census Bureau. Their CIO and Associate Director for IT, Brian McGrath, says though they created their own private cloud and have a heavy investment in virtualization, they ended up looking to both the public and private cloud for solutions.
We leveraged the Akamai Content Delivery Network infrastructure as a service in front of our 2010 Census website, providing two real milestones for us. One, we were able to offload 97% of our traffic to their network and save our internal infrastructure. So we were able to stand up a very, very, very small infrastructure to meet what at its peak was just south of 4 million hits a day. We were also able to provide some security value for us. We were very concerned about data breaches and performance of our technology during the height of the decennial census for fear that it would send the wrong message to the American public and then cause people not to respond. The beauty was that had we been required to conduct a traditional certification and accreditation, as we're all required in federal space, we never would have met our customers' expectations. We were able to leverage CNA activities that were performed by other federal entities, kind of the precursor to FedRAMP, if you will, and certify and accredit those systems and be able to put them in production. And there were several systems and applications that our customers required that, frankly, it made more sense for us to stand up in our private cloud. And we did.
The panel generally agreed that trying to move data into a secure cloud needs to be thought of as a journey, requiring successful planned steps over time. Not as Chief Technology Officer for Global Marketing at RSA, Sam Curry put it, a destination of delayed perfection. Other takeaways offered by the panel, changes will be needed in the culture of IT as a service before cloud is more universally accepted. Also, the importance of understanding organizations' tolerance for risk. Stender from the IRS says that more services could be provided if agencies had a better handle on what risks they were willing to accept.
I think the primary holdup for cloud is security. The secondary holdup for cloud is privacy. And the way to correct those holdups is to have that real risk versus value discussion so you understand what your organization's tolerance is for risk, what you believe the true value is of the service that's going to be provided, not the perceived value, but the real value that comes out. I think in cloud, we tend to talk a lot about what the perceived value is because it sounds really good.
GSA and the Chief Information Officers Council are now seeking comments from agencies, vendors, and the public on process templates, guides, common security requirements, and other aspects of FedRAMP. Two information sessions will be held during the public comment period, which ends on December 2nd, one for agencies, one for vendors. Details are posted at FedRAMP.gov. The first phase of FedRAMP is expected to be operational in the first quarter of calendar 2011. Scott Carr, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.